shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Hey, welcome everyone. God bless you for tuning into The Winds of Change. It's a Wednesday for listening live. That means Father Coys is with you. This is a brain-wrinkling Wednesday, if there ever was one. I'm going to swim with the sharks, or shall I say swim in waters I'm not too familiar with, but
holy,
I got to share...
Again, Batman.
Oh, yeah, this way. I got to share some thoughts as I'm reading a very interesting book, and it's causing me to wrinkle my brain or scratch my head, because a lot of scientists are scratching their head and having their brain wrinkled, and there's a great debate going on. Actually, our
ooh.
St. Stanislaus Koska Academy. St. Stan's is an exceptional private elementary school in Chicago, serving preschool, age 3 and 4, pre-kindergarten, kindergarten, and first grades. We incorporate Catholic values and rigorous academic social-emotional learning, Chinese, Spanish, STEM, and more, providing our students with leadership and life skills to transform our world. St. Stanislaus Koska Academy is conveniently located one block north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy Expressway. To schedule your tour, visit ststanschicago.org. ststanschicago.org.
I'm Father Tom Coyes, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Sometimes it's tough to hear winds of change over the air. What with tall buildings, power lines, and other static. Now you can hear Winds of Change anywhere, anytime, or on any device. When Winds of Change is on the air Monday through Friday, noon to 1, go to ststanschurch.org. Scroll down to the Winds of Change tile and click on the Listen Live button, or visit Winds of Change Facebook page to see the Listen Live link.
Oh.
Hello there, everyone. Father Coy's here. Hey, Nick, can you get me now? Hello, hello. Oh. Hello, hello.
We got your father. Welcome back.
There you are. I can't believe I'm... We lost the connection. Sorry about that, friends. We will continue. Nick, when did you lose me? What was I talking about?
I believe you were just starting, Father. So pick up from there, and that's where it happened.
Oh, my goodness. I suppose you all heard the Space, the Final Frontier, right? And I was trying to explain why it's worth, why us religious people, it's worth trying to discover, understand, listen to this great debate that's going on in science, especially between cosmologists. That's a fancy word for studying the cosmos, those who study the cosmos. I was trying to say that it's fascinating to me, partly because, as a philosopher, because I like interesting ideas, and this is a huge interesting idea. It's an idea that wrinkles my brain hugely, I'm sure it would you, and that is the idea that maybe the Earth is in the center of the universe. Scientific discoveries are coming in, giving cosmologists and other fancy scientific brains a great brain wrinkle, head scratching. And therefore, it's worth visiting this stuff, especially when young people go away to college or even high school and even grade school, when they have teachers that believe in the atheistic interpretation of cosmology versus the theistic version of cosmology. Even if somebody says they're religious, even if they go to church and they completely ignore or deny some of the conclusions that some theistic scientists are coming up with, they will, in essence, being putting blinders on their eyes that would not want to look at certain facts, scientific facts, observable facts. And one of the new great inventions through which we are observing the cosmos are these telescopes that are on satellites. Obviously, light diminishes your view of the stars. We all know that if you're in the middle of the city and there's lots of lights around, you look up at the sky and you only see a few stars. And then you go out in the middle of nowhere where there's not many streetlights or city lights. You look up at the stars and you go, oh my gosh, where all those stars come from? It's a beautiful experience, and I hope you've had it. And imagine then going not only from a dark field in the middle of nowhere looking up at the sky to going to a telescope on a satellite away from the Earth itself, especially if it's in the shadow of the Earth. In other words, it's flying around in nighttime or on the dark side of the moon. Or there were two satellites that were sent out and they have, I think one died and there's still one going that's past Pluto, or whatever the last planet of our solar system is. It has crossed into inter-solar space, the space between solar systems. And I don't know how many minutes or even hours it takes to transmit information, but imagine if we have a wow experience.
Wow. You just wrinkled my brain, man.
In a dark field versus a city, imagine the wowness would increased tenfold if you look through the telescope from that satellite or whatever. And that's what we have. One of the new scientific discoveries that has caused scientists a crisis in cosmology, we'll just call it that. That's what both the atheistic scientists are calling it, a crisis in cosmology, where the theistic scientists are kind of saying, well, it's maybe all the atheistic theories have been wrong, and sort of proves the theistic view of the universe. It gives it more evidence. And so I guess the big question, besides the Big Bang, or includes the Big Bang, is the Earth in any special location of the universe? Is the Earth in a special location, namely the center of the universe, or even could we say, is our solar system in the center of the universe? Or we could say, is our galaxy in the center of the universe? And one way or another, all these kind of questions would lead. And then the question begs itself to say, are we humans anything special? If we find the Earth is in the center of the universe, it makes a lot more sense to say that we are ourselves special. and that brings up an interesting little tidbit of history. One of Galileo's students, we all probably remember Galileo, he was the first one who said the Earth goes around the sun. He got in trouble with the church, we all know that. As a matter of fact, this Giordano Bruno was burned at the stake. Sorry to say, he was trying to get Galileo to recant his recantation, because pressure was put on Galileo. He recanted, and actually, so much pressure was put on him because Galileo was saying more than the Earth goes around the sun. He was saying things like human beings then have no special meaning. Giordano Bruno followed through even more, and he was more adamant in saying there are other worlds out there with different creatures. There are other worlds where maybe God has to send his son, perhaps. I don't know if he would have gone and say that. I don't think he said that, but I, as a believer, if we did find some other galaxies with other planets that had creatures of some kind.
We're on a mission from God.
But if we did, we'd have to raise those other questions, and I'm sure the church would try to respond as best we can. But the reason the church really didn't like Bruno was that he definitively declared that there is nothing special about us humans. So forget about being made in the image and likeness of God. That's a pretty radical statement to take. So, okay, Nick, is a good time to take a break? I want to come back in this stargazing. There's a little clip I wanted to play from one of the new Star Trek episodes where I think it leads to, again, to where we have to be careful, where we see some heresies, errors in our theological thinking, even if we accept some various hypotheses about cosmology in general, okay? So I'm Father Tom Koiser, guest host on The Winds of Change. We are the new EWTN Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland. We are WSFI 88.5 FM, and we are WNDZ AM 750.
St. Stanislaus Kostka, the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, is open 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in the iconic monstrance. The Blessed Sacrament is reposed during the celebration of Mass and during special events. St. Stan's doors are always open for adoration. Come anytime, day or night. St. Stan's is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, right off the Kennedy. Visit ststandschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stan's Lacosta Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststandschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to The Winds of Change.
More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak.
More to Life is about living the Catholic difference in our marriages, our families, the way we approach life in general.
It's about celebrating life and our Catholic faith and discovering all the ways God wants to bless us and help us be a blessing to others.
More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, weekdays 10 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Isn't it great that our little Winds of Change is sharing airtime with EWTN Catholic episodes and shows? I think it's beautiful. Glad to be a part of it, for sure. Okay, we're talking about cosmology. We're talking about stargazing. We're talking about whether the Earth is in the center of the universe, for one. Also, too, whether there was a Big Bang, which is also a part of it, and trying to follow the reasoning of a scientist by the name of Stephen Mayer, who's challenging a lot of atheistic scientists, and there's a lot of brain scratching and brain wrinkling going on. So one of the things our new instruments have given us is something called the Cosmic Microwave Background Map, the Cosmic Microwave Background Map. Put as simply as I think I can, is that it tries to make a map of where the oldest light in the universe is. That would be assuming there was a Big Bang at the beginning of the universe, that light from the explosion, I guess you can call it, would be traveling out from wherever the Big Bang happened at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, right? The speed of light. So we kind of assume that is the constant in the universe. So anyways, as this cosmic map, which is trying to trace and find the oldest light in the universe, it comes from another thing scientists all agree on, that is what we call the energy spectrum of light. And it's commonly known, it's agreed upon that when you try to see light, you can see it in different colors, just like in a prism, you get different colors. Rainbow shows us different colors that that are bent or affected by particles, especially in rain, right? You get different colors. And so red is the low end of the energy spectrum of light. So as the cosmologists and astrophysicists point their telescopes into the deep space, they see different galaxies, different sources of light, and it's definitely different shades of red. Deeper red, less red. The deeper the red, they you posit that the galaxy is farther away. Sort of makes sense, right? So that cosmic microwave background map is showing us, especially no matter which way you point your telescopes to catch some of this distant light, you're going to get a map that seems to indicate that the Earth is in the middle of these receding galaxies. That's the beginning of the cosmological crisis that we're facing. So, fellow lay people, that is in the sense of I'm not a scientist, and most of you are not deep astrophysicists, though there may be one or two, hope there are. But anyways, remember that little phrase, cosmic microwave background map. Use that with your young people or any non-religious atheist or anti-Catholic person. Just throw that out there, you know, at a cocktail party or sitting around lunch. What do you think of the evidence shown to us in the cosmic microwave background map, where there's this a constant, the farthest away light seems to be in all directions around us? Okay, let's just remember that, see where that takes them. If they yawn and say, we don't care about that stuff, you could say you don't care about science. You could say, well, this is the universe we live in, you know. We should study it. Yeah. And of course, that gives great evidence to the idea of a Big Bang, right? Let me go back here a little bit to something that I found very interesting. You know, another just good reason for knowing some of this stuff is, you know how when you're with people, you wonder about topics to talk about, and you don't want to talk about too much deep stuff in the sense of what were your top three sins when you went to confession last, or what's going on with your marriage, or why are your children rebelling? So whatever. You can get into those, and those are very good topics to talk about. But, speaking of the heavens, we got a thunderstorm going on here. Sorry, I don't think I can make that stop right now. So, but you know how, especially us guys, when we're not going to talk about interpersonal relationships so much, what do we talk about in those moments when you're not sure what to talk about? Sports, the weather, and your travel destinations. Those are three big things. But I just want you to add a fourth topic. Throw in a little bit of cosmology in there, and it will make the time go very wonderfully fast and very interesting, and it has the potential of leading you to theology and philosophy very quickly, where sports not so much. Although sports can, when you start talking about who's taking a knee during the national anthem, or whether men who think they're women can win the women's speed racing record. Okay, so anyways, this was something I found fascinating. Galileo's conclusion that the Earth goes around the sun, came from looking in his telescope, and a not very strong telescope by today's standards, of course, but he was able to see that Jupiter had moons, right? If you look at Jupiter and you see little moons and they went around the planet Jupiter, you're going to conclude that little, smaller objects revolve around larger objects. And so he was able to, that's part of the reason why he concluded Earth is a smaller object than the sun. The sun must have some kind of force. We'll call it gravity. And he was getting to understand, and Newton was, I think he was a little bit after Galileo, but Newton's laws of gravity come into play. Anyways, Galileo, with his discovery of the moons of Jupiter, made him think and give the scientific world the great theory that small objects will revolve around large objects. And then enter Newton and his laws of gravity. And just in case you're not, still not exactly sure if this is a topic worth pursuing, especially because secular people are often fascinated by science, and especially science fiction, especially movies of scientific nature. Here, listen to this. This is from a Star Trek, let's see, it's Star Trek Discovery, Season 4, Episode 13. This is the very end where the Earth had pulled itself out of the Federation of Other Planets. And it's kind of like a little slam at England for pulling itself out of the European Union. But listen, there's a heresy in here that I want you to perceive. So listen to this. It goes,
to define the Federation in pieces, quadrants and sectors, planets and families, divided. So much uncertainty and disconnection. But the Burn and the DMA have shown us that we are all connected, and we can overcome any challenge so long as we do it together.
Let's do that again here.
And we can overcome any challenge so long as we do it together. The Federation is continuing to help impacted worlds recover. Many have since joined us. Their perspectives are helping us all see more clearly. Navarre is back. Teller Prime never left. And Doria is now in talks. And today, we greet the President of United Earth.
Okay, I don't know if you know this episode. I certainly didn't before I saw the clip, but it's a spaceship is landing on another spaceship. And all these different alien type officials with Spock-like ears and distorted faces like we see in Star Wars, all the rest. And so they're coming. Now they're going to welcome the President of the Earth. And so let's just see what goes on. So she comes out, and of course she's a black, heavy woman.
Madam President, welcome. I am so pleased that you've come. We are eager to begin diplomatic discussions. Nothing to discuss. United Earth is ready right now to rejoin the Federation.
Okay, so the other aliens, other presidents of other planets and or galaxies want to try to convince Earth, which has been united under one president, to join the Federation of Other Presidents. This so much brings in the Catholic theory of subsidiarity, right? They're just playing with the same earthly problems in this Hollywood written script. but the fact that they're doing it on a bigger scale doesn't change the principles at all. And what principle do I want you to pick up on? That was this right here, if I can.
Help impacted worlds recover. Many have since joined together.
There we go.
The Federation is continuing to help impacted worlds recover. Many have since joined us. Their perspectives are helping us all see more clearly.
Okay. The key thing, I missed it right there, but the key thing that the narrator was saying was that we can do anything if we do it together. Now, there's a heresy in that, and you might say, Father Tom, how could you be talking against working together? Isn't that a good thing? And of course, it's a good thing. However, the heresy of Pelagianism is written all over that. Pelagianism is the heresy that says you don't need God. We can save the world, we can save ourselves. Perhaps we can even give ourselves eternal life, which would be eternal happiness, world peace, etc., without a God element, an element that helps. The problem with the we can do anything if we stick together and do it together is that it completely denies a doctrine of original sin, a doctrine that takes seriously a kind of a brokenness of our human nature that we can't fix, even if we are all working together, as it were. It's a very seductive heresy, and we all kind of want to believe it, that if we all just work together, we can solve all problems, you see. Now here's, before we go on, before we run out of time on this one, now there is this is a little humorous approach to the place of Earth in the cosmos. This is a Babylon Bee episode, which I just have to share with you because it's just too precious. Here is there's a group of people, probably from California, might be anywhere, of course, but an alien ship lands, and they all go out to talk to the alien. So this is to help illustrate that these discussions about cosmology and the place of the Earth in the universe and the order in the universe, of whether there's intelligent design or not, whether we can hold on to what is known as teleology, all that is a part of this, the reason why this is humorous. Let's go on here.
Greetings, humans! I have come to your planet to help you. On my world, there is peace, a utopia where everyone gets along. And
so that's the alien who just came off the ship talking to the group of mostly white, mostly beer-drinking mobsters, or just...
We want to impart this wisdom onto you.
Sounds great. It'll get us on the right side of history faster. Let's hear it.
To achieve utopia, you must first all agree upon this one simple concept. All lives matter.
What'd you say?
Are you out of your mind?
I'm lost. What has this upset you?
All lives don't matter. Some lives matter some of the time.
Yeah, some lives matter more than other lives, and that's that.
But we have achieved paradise. I have the proof it works. All lives matter.
Hate speech.
Okay.
That's one guy, he's talking to the alien. He said, hate speech. This is telling us to accept that all lives matter is hate speech. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek, of course. And, of course, the Catholic principle at work here, the alien is trying to tell him that all human beings have innate dignity. We don't grant dignity. The government doesn't grant dignity. To say all lives matter is radical is a very, very Catholic thought. Okay. He goes on. The alien goes on.
Okay, let's move on. There is more. The next thing you need to achieve world peace is forgiveness. Forgive those when they fail or screw up.
Screw that. We don't forgive. We cancel.
Yeah! If we discover that someone once said something even the teensiest bit offensive, we as a culture will ruin their lives forever!
That is terrible. A culture of human cancellation?
Oh, you live in a cancel culture, do you? It's a myth, dummy!
You don't start washing your mouth. I might have to look through your old tweets, you big dumb alien.
Tweets? What are tweets? Never mind. Let's try something else. A perfect society will only come from individual freedom. It will never come from the government.
Are you nuts? The government better feed me, better educate me, and better house me.
Yeah.
now they're getting taking the gloves off here. And of course, the people screaming at the alien are showing great enthusiasm, shall we say. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, and agree with me that men can get pregnant too.
I'm pregnant right now.
Our advanced research empirically showed that the human male cannot become a pregnant.
Full of science.
Yes, the science. That is what I'm saying.
Full of science.
The science says men cannot become pregnant.
Full of science.
The show team, follow the science, does not prove that men can become pregnant. But even if they could, why would you want the government to define that?
Why? So they can force others to believe it too!
Yeah, the government should have the power to force people to believe things as long as I believe!
one of the great lines. The government should have the power to force people to believe things as long as I believe them too. So it's really putting the government in place putting the government as the source of all meaning. And of course, that certainly depends on who's in the government, right? And it completely ignores the idea that there can be something called religion that's trying to interpret meaning from God, basically. So here we go. Almost done here, folks.
Is irrational, illogical, and will never lead to a utopian society.
Government! Government!
This government! Is policy!
Government!
Your people are...
The crowd is shouting, government, government.
Government! 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 Hey, you big dumb alien! If your utopia is so great, how can your major cities burn to the ground?
That never happens!
What?
Did you hear that? If your world, where you come from, is so great, how come your cities burn to the ground? And the alien says, hey, that doesn't happen on our planet, in our world. And so they say, what do you mean major cities don't burn down?
That means no one's standing up for social justice!
The number one sign of a progressive and healthy society is when they burn their cities down in the name of justice!
This scares me a little bit because that's almost a paraphrase of what Thomas Jefferson said at the beginning of our nation. The guy saying, burning cities down is a sign of people fighting for justice, social justice. And Thomas Jefferson said, the need for riots is part of the way our society is going to survive. There was a rebellion in the early days called the Whiskey Rebellion. There were certain taxes and what have going on right after the United States was formed, and there was a dispute about the taxes. So there was something called the Whiskey Rebellion, and so Thomas Jefferson sort of wrote it off and said, "Oh well." Rebellion is what keeps our society alive. That's what these guys are saying. So
I tried. It was hopeless. Terminate.
I cannot believe that thing brought a message of peace, love, and unity. What a hateful conservative!
Yeah, you can tell that we're the good guys by all the terrible stuff we do. Yeah.
She says, you can tell we're the good guys by all the terrible stuff we do. I can't help but laugh. Anyways, hope that wrinkled your brain a little bit. I just scratched the surface of cosmology. We'll have to come back on this topic for sure. I'm Father Tom Coase. You've been listening to The Winds of Change. We are the EWTN Catholic Radio Voice for Chicagoland, WSFI 88.5 and WNDZ 750 AM.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time.